Boker Tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Menachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Kuf Vav. We're holding all the way down in the middle of the daf at the two dots, just about smack bang in the middle. So we're up to the part of the Mishnah. Remember, we've been discussing a guy who simply doesn't remember what it was that he had committed to give, so he got himself into a lot of trouble, because he's got to give every variation, and according to Rebbe, he's got to give one separate kli of every variation. Let's talk about that case in which it says, Pirashti mincha shel asroni. So, Tana Rabbanan, here the box changes the gears a little bit. Pirashti mincha shel asroni v'kavati b'kli echad. So I said a particular number of esronim, and I also said that I'm going to bring those esronim in one container. So I don't remember, though, how many I said. Any of them up pirashti. So according to the Tanakhama, he can still get away, even though he said he's going to bring it in one container. Yavim in chashel shishim esronim. He can bring one of 60, and then everything's fine. Because in one way or the other, we're going to wonder how everything would be fine, because he's obviously mixing his menachos here, and that's even worse than mixing metaphors, as we'll see. And therefore, there should be a problem, and we'll have to go through why it's not. Rebbe on there, now Rebbe's solution, I mean, yeah, that's great, because if you hold that the guy's got to bring it in the kli that he said he's going to bring it in, he's got to bring 60 different kelim from 1 to 60, and now that gives you a grand total for having confused yourself in how much you actually said you were going to bring, a grand total of 1,830 minachot, which is lovely. Remember that this is an arithmetic series, right? Which the easy way to do an arithmetic series is you simply add the first number and the last number in the series, which is 60, is the last number, and 1, that gives you 61, and you multiply that by half of the number, because we're looking for an average, right? So you multiply that by half of the number, you have of the total number that there are in the series, which in this case, half would be 30 out of the 60, and multiplying 30 times 61 gives you a grand total of 1,830, as the Gemara was happy to add up for you. So much for opening your fat mouth and not knowing what you're talking about. And if you think that's bad, wait till we get to our next case. Now, how about, this is crazy. How about if he said, look, I also said what type of mincha I'm going to bring, you know, and I don't remember which one, Eini Yodea Mahin Birashti, and I don't remember how many I said that are going to be bringing that mincha. So then he's got to bring 5 minachos, all the different types. He's got to bring the minchas serles and the machavas and the macheshes and the mafetan ruchalot and the mafetan urikikin. And each one of those, he's going to have to bring the 1 to 60, if you hold by Rebbe, which means that you are multiplying, essentially, according to the Tanakhama, not so bad, 5 different types of menachos, each one of which is going to be a 60 isaron mincha. Because remember, according to the Tanakhama, you can get away with putting them all in one kli. But if you hold like Rebbe, oh boy, he's going to have to bring 5 menachot of 60 esronim from 1 to 60, which gives you a grand total of 5 times 1,830, and that gives him a grand total of 9,150 esronim for not keeping his big mouth shut. Okay. So life could have been easy, but people love to make things complicated. All right, so this is what he would have to do according to Rebbe. Anyway, what is essentially the underlying machlokas over here? Because there's so many issues that really are involved in this. I mean, it's not so pashut to do things the way that the Tanakhama said. So Rav Chisda says, look, I mean, basically, the Tanakhama is going to have to allow you to bring chulin in the azara in a pinch, l'chora. So let's take a look how that would work out. I think that might be the machlokas, says Rav Chisda. Is it mutter lachnis chulin la'azora, where it's something that is necessary in order to be able to really get out of a problem of bringing a carbon? Now, this is just, everybody, of course, is made of that. You can't be shechet chulin bazar. That we learn out from the pasuk. And that is an equivalent to shchut. So the same way that you can't bring something that belongs in the azara outside, you also can't bring something that belongs outside into the azara to shecht. But the question is there actually an iser to bring something in to the azara that is going to be part of a carbon somehow, even though it might be chulin? That is the question. So, I mean, we're going to have to do stuff with this thing, right? We're going to have to, let's say, we're going to have to do various things for the mincha out of the suffix with things that might not really be part of the mincha. So let's say we're going to be taking this chulin and we're going to be doing hagosha to the mizbeach in it. Now that's not hakrava, but is that mutter or not? So if Rebbe holds that it's osur lachnis chulin la'azara, so then there would be no way that you could go ahead and bring it in one thing, and you could then say that I'm going to, you know, include the things that are not roi for it in as the same kli for which if it is roi. So the rabbanan say, look, what you do is you bring shishim esronot, and then you make a tanai. The tanai is, if this is what I said, which is the maximum we said, so then I'm giving this entire thing to biyotze my neder. And if it was not, so then whatever is necessary to bring, I'll bring. The rest is going to be chulin. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss how it is that you're going to be able to do a kaimetz and so on that we'll talk about. And if Rebbe simply holds you can't bring chulin in, so then you're going to have to actually make every one of these a real mincha. And you'll say, whichever one, if this one of the one, or this one of 39, or this one of 59, or this one of 60 is the real one, may the real mincha be the mincha that I will be yotze with, and anything else, I'm hereby donating and giving it, and that way it all has to be a mincha. So, okay, then that would make sense. So then if they all have to be mincha, then they all have to be in a kli, which is suitable for mincha, and therefore, which they're going to be yotze with and bringing it properly. So that's what we do. Rava says, well, it could be that everybody holds it can't be chulin. So, kuli alma. Everybody agrees that usur lachnis chulin. Why make it chulin? Don't make it chulin. Over here, the question is, can I make the stuff that I don't think for sure, I don't know for sure that I brought? Can I make that an adava? But I can mix it together with the part that is chova. So if I can do that, then the Rabbanan say, okay, you can actually put it all together in one kli, and all you need to do is say, whatever part of this needed to be brought for my mincha, that is the mincha that I'm yotze with. And whatever part is not, that's what I'm now going to bring as a nedava. Whereas Rebbe holds, asur la'arev chova b'nedava. You can't just throw in stuff that doesn't belong there. Every part of this mincha has to be brought in its own separate kli. Maybe that's the machlokas, says Abaye to Rava. According to you, you're saying, the Rabbanan say that it's mutter, that's the reason that they said you could throw it all in. So they all, it's mutter la'arev chova b'nedava. Now, it's all very nice, but I mean, you're ignoring the complexities of the situation. Exactly how are you going to do the kmitza? That's what I'd like to understand. I mean, you are going to have to take the kometz for the part of it, which is the chova, which you don't know what part that is. And you're going to have to take another kometz, possibly, you don't even know, but possibly you're going to have to take a kometz on the rest of it, which you think might just be an adava, right? So how exactly would you do that? Well, why not, says Rava. You take off one kometz, And then you take off another kometz. But of course you need two, I agree. And one of them you say, this kometz is for my chova. And then you take the other kometz and you say, and in the event that the rest of it, whatever that was, 10, 20, 30, whatever it was, or maybe one, I don't know, if there was anything, then this second one is the kometz for the part that is just an adava. So what's so bad about that? Ah, says Abaye, I'll tell you what's so bad about that. If you're going to be taking a kometz from one, so hakometz mechova anedava uminedava achova. Since you're mixing both types, you have here both solet of nedava, maybe, and solet of chova, right? So how exactly would you be taking one kometz for both of them? This doesn't make any sense. Because if I'm taking a kometz on something that the kometz is not coming to be matir, so then this is a kometz that is mixed with other things. A kometz mixed with other things is completely pasul. So I don't understand how I can do that. Ah, tell you, says Rabbi, I didn't think of that. The tole lebe, that's coin. What you do is, when you make this kometz kodesh, so you say, kol hecha de matya yada de kohen hashta, that should be my chova. So you're saying what it is that the kohen is taking at this point. This is part of my minchas chova, and that's when you make it actually your minchas chova. You don't say in advance. You make the whole thing dependent on what it is the kohen's going to take. So what the kohen is taking now, okay, this is part of my minchas chova. What the kohen is taking later, that is going to be coming from my minchas nedava. Okay, says Abaye, fine. Now what? Now what? You have to be makter the Ketores, don't you? So how exactly are you going to be makter the Ketores? Go explain that to me. Because when I say Ketores, the komet, how are you going to be makter the komets, right? Whatever you're makter is going to create a problem. Let's think about it. If you bring the nedava first, should you bring the nedava first? Then you won't be able to bring the chova afterwards. Because how could you bring it if maybe the whole thing was the chova? And if you brought the kometz, what you thought was the kometz and nedava, there was no such thing. Because if the whole thing was chova, then it turns out that what it is that you brought, you were actually being mechaser the shirayim. And remember what the din is, a mincha that the shirayim was chaser between the kometz and the haktorah is kaput. So this is shirayim shechaser ben kmitza la'haktorah. Because what you thought was a kometz that you put on the mizbeach, that wasn't no kometz, buddy. That was the shirayim of the minchas chova, which this whole thing was. Maybe. In which case you just puzzled the whole mincha. You can't do that. And the halacha over there is, if shirayim or chasru ben kmitza laktara in makter kmitza layim. So you'll tell me, okay, so let me bring the kometz, which I said was going to be the chova. If I do that first, liktar chova bereisha, then I'm going to be over on an iser d'oraisa. If it turns out that I take the rest of it, because how can I take the nedava? Remember our beautiful pasuk of kikosa or vechol devash lo taktiru mimenu. But what is that lo taktiru mimenu? Remember that beautiful drasha? Mimenu means a very important gavi klal. Kol she mimenu leishim. If any part of something had already been brought to the mizbeach, then bal taktiru, you're not allowed to bring any of it to the mizbeach now. So if that's the case, if I had already brought part of this, then if I'm saying, hey, what you're doing right now is bringing up shirayim. Well, but maybe it's not shirayim. Maybe it's the kometz of the nedava. What nedava? Maybe there is no nedava. So if you're bringing this up, so then you're going to actually be over mamish on a lav. How can you bring it up just in case? What about the Isser of Koshu Mimenu Leishim? So Tainas Abaye to Rava, your Eitzah makes no sense. If that's the Machlokas, so then how in the world is it possible to do what the Rabbanan said? There's no way to make these binoculars kosher. And therefore, putting everything into one kli, it's all very nice for the first step. Now what? Omer Rabbi Yudah Bereder Rabbi Shimon Pazi, I'll tell you. There is a way to work it out, because you forgot the shita that we had, like Rabbi Eliezer, back in Zvachim. We used this shita a number of times, and we said that the point is that if you're maktir something, and you have in mind that if this is not a korban, so then I'm just bringing it up for fuel. Remember that shita? So that was called masik luhu l'shum etzim. You bring it up with the intent to use it as not the object of the korban, but rather the fuel for the korban. And that was, remember, Rebbe Eliezer was medayik in that pasuk, that it's bedavka, when it says over there, kol sa'or v'chol davash lo taktiru mimenu. So what does it say over there? Korban reishis takrivu otam. But Ela Mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichoach. Oh, says Rebbe Eliezer, you cannot put it on the Mizbeach if you're putting it up l'reach nichoach, which means it's coming up as a korban. But if you're putting it up as fuel, there's no problem. So l'reach nichoach iata ma'ale, aval ata ma'ale l'shum etzim. So therefore, there's always this etza. You include in your t'nai that in the event that this is really not meant to be a komets at all, because there never was anything that was in the dove, the whole thing was by chalva, there's no problem. So I'm just bringing this up in order to have more heat on the mizbeach, so to speak. L'shum etzim. Okay, so then that means that the only way that it's working out now, that according to the Rabbanan, you could put all shishim esronot in one container, is if they hold of Rebbe Eliezer. But if that's true, so then maybe that's itself the machlokas. Remember, any factor that we identify may be the precise factor that differentiates between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. So we can make that the topic of the machlokas, right? In other words, if the Rabbanan hold of Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe doesn't hold of Rebbe Eliezer, so there you go. That's your machlokas. According to the Rabbanan, there's always a way that you can bring it up because you're malik l'shum etzim because they hold of Rebbe Eliezer. Whereas if Rebbe holds, you can never be malik l'shum etzim, and therefore there would be no way to put it into one kli because you don't have any way to bring both kamatzim. So then, of course, Rebbe would say you have to actually separate each one and bring 60 different containers. Okay, so that would be another way of understanding the whole machlokas in the first place. It might be, says Rav Acha Berei, the Rav Lord of Ashi, I mean, once you make it dependent in Rebbe Eliezer, maybe everybody holds that there's no problem in mixing the chova ben adava, but there's a problem of how you're going to do the kmitza, because they're arguing in Rebbe Eliezer. According to the Rabbanan, they hold of Rebbe Eliezer, so you can always bring it, because you can say, in the event that this is not really a kmitza, I'm not bringing it up for a korban, and therefore I won't be over on the issur d'oraisa of l'reach nichoach. I'm not bringing it l'reach nichoach, I'm bringing it l'shum etzim. Whereas Rebbe says, well, but you can't pretend something is what it isn't. Then Rebbe doesn't hold of Rebbe Eliezer, and the Torah said not to put it, kol shemi menu le'ishim, don't put it on the Mizbeach, and therefore you can't put it on the Mizbeach, period. Omar Lei, so Rav Ashim said to Rav Acha Berei de Rava, I'll tell you why I don't think look, if you're trying to tell me that Rebbe actually would hold, not like what I suggested, Rebbe would actually hold that it's mutter la'arev chova b'nedova, right? And he doesn't hold of Rebbe Eliezer. And that is the way that you're going to explain the machlokas. So then I would like to understand why he said that you need 1,830 esronot in order to be yotzi. Because you don't, you see. If you're going to tell me there's no problem in mixing a nedava with a chova, I'll tell you a very simple solution, according to Rebbe, that he could have gotten away with. All you needed to do was to bring two containers. That's all. One kli has 60, and one kli has one. Okay? Then, you bring these two containers together, you touch one to the other so that the contents are now touching. And once you're touching them, you can do a kmitza from both of them. Because, I mean, there's no issur putting them together. You just need to make sure that you're not going to have part of, you know, what we said might be part of the shirayim of the other mincha. No, no, no. There's not going to be any shirayim from the other mincha. Okay, so if that's the case, if Rebbe says, no, you need 1,830 esronot mixed in these 60 different kelim, obviously he holds there's no way to touch the, and you have to touch it because it says ve'irim mimenu bekumtso, so they have to be together. So apparently he holds that this is not an eitzah. You can't touch them together. That's interesting. Okay, so we can't say that. Rava says, I have a different approach. I'll tell you what the machlokas could be. Maybe everybody holds that it's mutar la'arev chova benedava, and maybe everybody even holds of Rebbe Eliezer, that you could bring it up to Shul Meitzim. So what are they arguing about? Ah, completely different question. Remember, we had the Mishnah that told us that there was a machlokas of if, in fact, you're bringing a multiple esronot mincha, how much shemen do you put into that mincha? That is the problem. Because remember, the Tanan we learned before, even that if, according to Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, if the Tanakhama says, if you bring a mincha of 60, so you put in one isaron requires one lug of shemetz. It's all the same. But Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov says, no. No matter how many isronot, there's only one lug shemetz. There you go. How, according to Rebbe, if Rebbe holds like the Rabbanan, that if you're bringing 60 lug, it's 60 isronot, you need 60 lug, so how in the world could you be Yotze putting all 60 if maybe only one of them is the chover, or maybe 50 of them is the chover, right? So if that's the case, then you are not going to be able to mix them because according to Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, then each one is going to have a different proportion of oil to sow it. Because since you're always putting in one lug, so if I said that I'm going to bring, let's say, shnei esronot, so then that means that my neder included shnei esronot mixed proportionately with one lug. But what if I said 39 esronot? Then I have a much drier mincha because I have to mix those 39 with the same single lug shemen. So how can I utilize basically bringing a mincha chareva for what was supposed to be a mincha that was soaked in shemen? So I can't do that. So if Rebbe Sovak Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, who holds we only give one lug of shemen, ein la en a luga, and I don't know, lo yadina, I have no idea whether all of these 60 are supposed to get one lug, lo yadina ni chada mincha yi, in which case sagi la bechadlu, or maybe there's two menachas, or three, or four, or 60, I don't know. So therefore, since I have no idea of how to mix the shemen with the isorin, I have no choice but to bring each one separately as a kosher mincha. One is going to be mixed, an isorin is going to be with one lug, and then the two isorin is going to be with one lug, and the three isorin is going to be with one lug, and so on and so forth. Each one of which is going to have a unique ratio of oil to isronis. And therefore, there's no way to get away with murder and just mix them. I think that's a simple way to explain it. Rav Ashi says, I'll give you another simple way to explain the machlokas. You see, in explaining the machlokas, and what we're really doing is we're cracking open the number of different elements that are involved in the issue over here. So, I mean, we've discussed a lot of things over here. The question of Chulin Bazara, can you be Magdish something as it's actually happening? What the din would be in terms of how much oil you're supposed to put in terms of Esronot? Whether you're allowed to be maybe Chulin Lazara if you're not going to be Makrovit? Whether you can actually bring something up, L'shem Eitzim? Each and every one of these things was a different factor, and it's a great way to break open all of the various possibilities by pretending that the only thing we're thinking about is what's the machlokas, or we can identify every element. And therefore, every single one of those elements is another way to understand the machlokas. So it's really a lovely way to penetrate the whole machlokas, the whole shitas. Rav Ashi says, I'll tell you another simple way. Because the question is, if you make a neder to bring a small mincha, and you bring a big mincha, are you going to be Yotzi your neder? How much is your neder actually definitive of the nature of the mincha that you're bringing? I mean, that's a very basic question. So if the Rabbanan hold, look, you know, that's not important. A katan vehevi gadol, so the bigger includes the smaller, right? So that's your neder. And therefore you were Yotzi. Whereas Rebbe Savar, no. The question is, whatever size you said, that's the one that you have to bring. And you're not going to be Yotzi the neder. You might be able to bring them in the mincha, but you're not going to be Yotzi your neder with the wrong mincha. So what good is it going to do you? So ultimately, Rebbe says, look, you got no choice. You're going to have to be Yotzi your neder, and therefore you're going to have to bring 60 different menachas. Very simple, straightforward. It is very simple and straightforward, my dear Rav Ashi, but it can't be the explanation. Because that machlokas is a machlokas that we're going to actually have on tomorrow's daf in a Mishnah. I mean, if they already had this machlokas in a Mishnah, why the heck would we redo the same machlokas? That makes no sense. Vayiflegu b'chodazim. I mean, it's not exactly the same machlokas, but it's very close. The Mishnah talks about somebody who says he's going to bring a little shor for a carbon, and he ends up bringing a whopper shor for the carbon. Is he Yotze a little shor for a whopper shor? I mean, that's a whopper shor for a little shor, so to speak, because the big shor includes the little shor. So, Koton Vehevi Gadol, according to the Tanakhama, you're Yotze, and according to Rebbe, you're not Yotze. It's the same issue over here, right? You said you're going to bring a small mincha, nice little intimate kind of mincha with a pretty ribbon on it. Would you be Yotze with this massive industrial-sized mincha? Same kind of question. So if Rebbe says you're not Yotze with a big shor, then you're not going to be Yotze with a big mincha, no? So why would I have the same kind of machlokas? Nah, it's not the same machlokas. I would need both that coming Mishnah, tomorrow's Mishnah, and our machlokas here. Why? Because if we said only here with the Mishnah that's talking about the machlokas in terms of mincha, I would say that's why the Rabbanan said that you could get away with not bringing exactly the size that you wanted to, and you bring a bigger one. Because look, if you're talking about a mincha, it doesn't matter to the Mizbeach how big the mincha is. No matter how big the mincha is, there's only one komitz you're going to put on the Mizbeach anyway. So therefore, what does the Mizbeach care? And that's why maybe the Rabbanan said it doesn't matter, because no matter what the mincha was, the bigger mincha still has only one komitz, and you didn't change anything in terms of the actual part of the Mizbeach. You only changed the Shirayim, so there's no problem with that. But if you said you're going to bring a nice small shor, and that means you're going to be bringing the emurim of that carbon to the Mizbeach, that means you're going to bring some intimate little gift to the Mizbeach. Mashenke, we are pouring on a big shor over there. We go, get out of here, man. That's not what you said you're going to bring. So maybe maybe they would agree. That's not what you said. And you have to bring to the Mizbeach what you said. And of course, if I just would have known only the Mishnah that we'll have tomorrow, maybe that's why Rebbe said it, because it's not what you said, because the Mizbeach is getting the wrong thing. But maybe over here where the Mizbeach anyway is only going to get a kometz, maybe Rebbe would have been made to the Rabbanan. So that explains the Bachlokas very simply. And it would mean that I have to have both Mishnayos and everything would be great. And then Mr. Wright, who is also Mr. Ritchie, who is also Le Capitan, who is otherwise known as the famous Chazan, who continues the tradition in a family of great Chazanim and is now about to sing us the Mishnah. A fine rendition of a family song. Hare alai etzim. Now let's talk about the other kind of korbanos that you can bring. Because remember, as we saw before, there are all different types of korbanos that are included in the broader scope of mincha, and we're going to learn that out of a pasuk. So, If somebody says, Arei alai etzim, how about if somebody donates wood to the Mizbeach? Well, lo yivchot b'shnei gezirim. It's going to have to be at least the two gezirim, and the two gezirim, and that is what we put on the Mizbeach as the korban, so to speak, that we have to start with. So if this guy is donating that, then that's what he's got to bring. I mean, unless he says something else. Or if he just says, Lavona, Stam Lavona, how much would be the amount of Lavona? Lavona doesn't mean like just one little koret of Lavona. No, it has to be at least a komet. So we'll see where we're going to get that idea from. And the fact is, once I brought this up, and this is something that we've learned before, once I brought this up, I want you to know that there are actually five places where a komet is a default, okay? Here's the five cases. One, somebody says, Hare alai levona. So we just learned it. That's our starting case. Lo yivchot mikomets. Now, if somebody is going to bring a mincha, he says, Hare alai mincha, he has to bring one komets of Levona. If somebody is makriv b'chutz, the din is that you're chayev, we just had this in last week's parsha, the din is that he's chayev kores for akrovos b'chutz, dam shafach ha'ishahu, but how much is considered to be hakrova? One kometz. So therefore, amalat kometz b'chutz is going to be chayev for akrovos chutz. And the next two cases, case number four and case number five, actually look the same, but they're not, because one is on one side of the shulchan and one is on the other side of the shulchan. There are shnei bezichei levona on the shulchan, and each one of those bezichei levona requires a kemet of levona. We'll see where we learn all this out from, because it's all a chiddush. I mean, the Torah didn't say specifically how much to bring, did it? Now let's move on. How about if somebody donates gold? So, I realize Zahav, well, the minimum gold would be one dinar of Zahav. How about if he made a neder that he's going to bring silver? Then, lo yivchot b'dinar kesef. He's going to have to bring at least a dinar of kesef. That is the minimal choshev coin to dedicate to the Beis HaMikdash. How about if he said nechoshet? Then he brings the amount of nechoshet, which would be worth one ma'ah of kesef. So that would be 32 prutot, and that would be the one ma'ah of kesef, six of which are the dinner. How about if he says, you know, I said I'm going to give gold, but I don't remember how much gold I said, or I said I'm going to give silver, but and I said how much, and I don't remember how much. So this would be the same problem that we had in the previous Mishnah about if the person was mefarish solet. Over here he's mefarish gold and silver, and he says any yodea. So how could we possibly be yotze his neder? Well, he starts opening his wallet, you see, and he starts putting the money down on the table. And then at the point that he's already gotten to somewhere, no, no, I would never give that amount of money in a million years. I don't, can't afford this. Stop. So at that point, we know that that certainly was not what he was going to bring. So, Achi Omar, lo lekach nitkavanti. Okay, another problem of opening a fat mouth. Tana Rabbanan. Where do we get this idea that you can actually expand the concept of a mincha into these other items? Because since it says, v'nefesh ki takriv korban mincha l'Hashem, why are you calling it a korban mincha? Why not just say, asher yakriv mincha l'Hashem? So you're telling me that word korban means that the concept of mincha includes a general giving things to the Beis HaMikdash. And that teaches us, for instance, melamed, shemitnadvim etzim. You can bring these etzim as an actual korban. And remember, etzim actually are called the korban ha-etzim in the chemia. So that was, okay. Now, if I bring it as a korban, so then how much would be a korban? Shnei gezirin, if I wasn't masbir, how much, then I go to the minimum. And that's the minimum of the Shnei Gizrei Etzim, v'cheinu omer, v'hagoralot yipalnu al korban ha'etzim. So it says b'feresh that there was a lot of competition, who would have the rights to be maybe the Etzim to the Mizbeach, and that was called the korban ha'etzim. Rebbe Omer, listen, the Etzim that we're talking about here are not the wood that you're using to burn on the Mizbeach to put things on for the Ma'aracha. We're not talking about the Ma'aracha. We're talking about a korban. Etzim are an actual korban. They're a kind of mincha. Because, look, they are actually a ribui in the parsha of mincha, which means that you have to treat them like a mincha. If you need to treat them like a mincha, you got to salt your wood, you know? Because, I mean, it says, lo tashbiz melach brit. So you got to salt the wood. You have to do hagosha and bring the mizbeach. Do all the way as you always do on the southwest corner. I'm bringing you this gift of wood. Says Rava, what do you mean? You think that's a chiddush? According to Rabbi, you're going to have to do kmitza. How are you going to do kmitza on the wood? Well, you could practice with alon at how strong, you know, you just go boom on that wood and you get yourself a kmitza. But there are alternatives to a half year training with alon, and you could actually chop up some of that wood into little pieces and do a kmitza on that wood. But I mean, that's taking the easy way out, right? But you would need kmitza. Okay. Then we said, levona, you're going to need a komet. But how do we know? I mean, it seems very arbitrary. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, bring a komet of levona. Ah, but it compares the levona, doesn't it, to the kmitza of the solat. Take a look at the pasuk. Ve'herim mimenu bekumtzo misolat hamincha u'mishamna v'yet kol ha'levona. So now it's comparing the komets to the kol ha'levona, which means that that has got to be that same komets. Makish levona laharama de mincha. So just like the part that you lift up, so to speak, to put on the mizbeach, is a komets, that it says b'feresh b'kumtzo, that means that you're going to have to do the same thing for the levona. Maharama de mincha is a komets, af levona nami komets. Wow.